وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion of human being in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episodes, we were talking about different dimensions of the soul of human being. And one of them was the heart. And we were talking about different dimensions, different functions, different conditions that the heart is in sometimes. And we're talking about the condition of being hard, qaswatul qalb, and we talked about the opposite condition, which was the lenience of the heart, and also ikhbat, which we said is being humble, but not every kind of humbleness, a humbleness that has a kind of return to it. When a person makes a mistake and then he turns back, there are different ways that he can turn back. Sometimes you turn back just without feeling any humbleness, like you don't lose your face and you just turn back without just accepting or admitting to the mistake that you have made. But sometimes, or in another occasion, a person might accept and admit the mistake but does not turn back. So we have two opposite things. A person turning back but not admitting the mistake, the person admitting the mistake but not turning back, and we have a person who admits the mistakes and turns back. Now, ikhbat means that, a person admitting the mistake and also turning back from the wrong path. Now, that was ikhbat, and we talked also about lean, and now we should talk, which means lenience, and we should talk about khushu, another opposite for qaswatul qalb, that has been attributed to the qalb, to the heart. That khushu', that humbleness is attributed to the heart. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the moment not arrived yet for the believers? يَأْنِ comes from on, which means moment. Has the moment not arrived yet for those who believe? What moment of what? Moment for their heart to feel humble. And تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So that their heart feel humble, لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, because of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does it mean, remembrance of Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَيَكُنُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and they should not be like the people who had been given book before them, a scripture before them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. Now the time, the period of time was so long for them, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that they forgot and their heart became hardened. Their heart was hardened because of the long period of time that they had been given. So it's either you feel the moment to turn away and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the long term or the long period of time given to a person, it's possibly making him or making his or her heart hardened, so that after that he or she doesn't receive any remembrance or any message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's a story associated with this verse that I'm sure pretty much almost all of you have heard, but it's good to remind ourselves of these anecdotes and stories. We inshallah cover it after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRB English Radio. In the first segment, we were talking about the verse "Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu," and I promised to tell you the story of Fudail bin Ayyad, who was a thief, and he had a record in stealing and robbing the houses. He was a robber, professional robber of the houses of people, breaking down into the houses of people. And in one of his operations, so-called, he broke into a house, and he was walking like secretly on the wall or somewhere, and he heard somebody speaking. As it goes with these people, they get sensitive to the noises and voices here and there, so that they can make sure if anyone is in the house or not, and if he is, where he is. So he realized that in the neighboring house, there is a person reciting the verses of the Holy Quran. And as a matter of fact, the person was reciting this very verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Has the moment not arrived for those believers, for them to feel humble, for their heart to feel humble because of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he had that moment of realization, and he turned back, and he just sat down, and he made that repentance, and that he said, yes, the moment has arrived for me. And he became one of the mystics of the time, and famous in the history of Sufism and Islamic spirituality, because of the true nasuh, repentance, tawbatun nasuh, that he made at that moment. So it's possible that the revelation of Allah, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, changes people to this extent. So we were talking about qaswatul qalb, and the opposite conditions and qualities of the heart. So the quality is qaswa, and the opposite ones are lenience, khushu, humbleness, ikhbat, turning back, and also humbleness. There is some other condition that is not the opposite of qaswatul qalb, hardening of the heart, but it is similar to it, and we should not confuse the two, and that is solidness of the heart. And I translate it like that because we have verses of the Holy Quran talking about those who have a solid heart or settled heart. تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, their heart, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Or for example, وَرَبَتْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. In the story of the people of the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَبَتْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا. We fortified their hearts. We made strong, we strengthened their heart. So determination, willpower, is the result of having a solid heart. And injustice and not accepting the truth is the result or the sign of qaswatul qalb. These are two different things. A person can have a strong willpower, and at the same time, he has a lenient heart. He has good manners, but serious in his plan. But the opposite is true. A person can have bad akhlaq and terrible manner, and at the same time, he's having troubles in following his own plan, and he's not consistent in his schedule. And so these are two different things. Some people think being serious means to have bad manners. No. Bad manners is the result and sign of qaswatul qalb. And having seriousness in your projects is the result of having a solid heart. رَبَتْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. If we get time, inshallah, we should talk about these verses talking about the solidness of the heart in an episode of its own. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion of different conditions and qualities of the heart in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم